I'm Bee Tan. I came from Tasmania Institute of Agriculture, the most southern part of Australia. And today I will talk about the changes in nitrogen use efficiency when we fertigate at different timings in apple production. So, first of all, a question to ask ourselves: why do we even care about how much fertilizer we put on our crops? And why do we even care about the nitrogen use efficiency? The fact is that in apple production, the fertilizer cost itself is little relative to the total cost of production. But applying at the wrong amount and time, it can have a huge impact on the profitability and the sustainability of your production. For instance, fertigation can directly impact your fruit yield and quality. At a high nitrogen fertigation rate, the apple can have poorly developed skin color, which can deter the consumer from buying it without even tasting it. And the fertigation can also have a long-term impact on tree and soil health. When chemical fertilizer is overused, the soil microbiology can be adversely affected, and it has a cascade effect which can eventually reduce the production of your crop. Other than that, the consumer nowadays have increasing awareness on the environmental footprint of the food they consume. And they're also concerned about the social license of the food production. The consumers like to know whether the fruit is produced efficiently with the fertilizer and safe for the workers and the environment. So, as a growers, it is important for them to manage nutrient application to ensure high yield and quality with minimal impact on the environment footprint, such that the retailers and consumers will value the fruit we produce. Today, I'll be focused on the use of nitrogen fertilizer because it has a strong impact on the balance between the vegetative growth and the fruit yield of apple. And it can also have an impact on the fruit quality, such as the skin color and the firmness of apple. The most common way to measure the efficiency of nitrogen application is by measuring nitrogen use efficiency, NUE. There are various definitions of NUE out there. To keep it consistent, the NUE in apple production is the ratio of the fertilizer nitrogen in the apple fruits plus the fertilizer nitrogen partition in the whole tree structure to the total amount of fertilizer nitrogen you apply in one season. With that, to improve the NUE, we also need to know how the nitrogen flow within a typical mature apple tree over a season. Let's start from early in the seasons, in the spring. The tree will remobilize the nitrogen from its storage to support the early growth. As the tree becomes active and the roots will start to grow, it will take out the nitrogen from the soil. It can be either the native nitrogen or the fertilizer nitrogen. Then distribute and partition throughout the whole tree structure. As the fruit mature, a big portion of the nitrogen will be removed from the tree system during the fruit harvest. And later on in autumn, the tree will recycle parts of its nitrogen from the leaf back to its storage before yellowing and falling onto the ground. Previous studies have tried to examine how apple tree partition nitrogen under different fertigation timings. But many of those studies set up in the pots or in the greenhouses failed to reflect the orchard condition. And many of those didn't trace the fate of the nitrogen over the second season. So in my study, I tried to examine if we can manipulate the external sources of nitrogen and the internal sources of nitrogen in the apple tree to contribute to the tree nitrogen requirement over the two seasons. And this information can be useful for the growers to plan their nutrient management to improve and optimize the use of nitrogen fertilizer. So, this study is conducted at the apple growing region in Tasmania, the most southern part of Australia. And the trees were 13 years old Gala, grafted on M26 rootstock and planted on sandy loam soil. To be able to measure how much of nitrogen and where did the nitrogen went and was stored in the apple tree. I use a similar technique to the previous speaker, the isotope tracing technique. What I did is, in the first season, I applied calcium nitrate labeled with 15N nitrogen isotope at a 5% enrichment level, either at 3 weeks after full bloom or 1 week after the harvest, both at a rate of 50 kilogram nitrogen per hectare. And later on, I'll refer these treatments as spring and summer, respectively. In the second season, no additional nitrogen sources is supplied to the trees, so that I can be able to measure the remobilization of the fertilizer nitrogen in the second season. As the season one proceed, I harvest the fruit at commercial harvest. I cover the trees with nettings to be able to capture all the senesced leaf during the autumn. And then later on in the winter, I excavate the whole trees, including the roots, to be able to measure the mass balance of each tree, such as we'll be able to measure the nitrogen uptake. Well, at season two, I excavate the trees 1 week after the harvest, so that I'll be able to, when the leaf were still attached on the trees, so that I'll be able to measure the remobilization of fertilizer nitrogen. After I collect all the plant materials, I separate them into different organs, into the organs that remove the nitrogen from the system, and into those organs that store nitrogen. Then, the total nitrogen and fertilizer nitrogen of the each organs were then analyzed. By adding up all the fertilizer nitrogen in each organs together and divided by the total amount of fertilizer applied in the season, we have the nitrogen use efficiency measured in percentage. From this bar chart over here, we can see that in season one, the spring fertigated trees has the highest NUE at about 30%. For every 50 units of nitrogen we applied to the trees, only 16 units of those are taken up and used by the trees. In contrast to the summer's fertigated trees, the NUE is much lower, which is about half of what the spring treatment trees has. The possible reason is that the presence of the strong sinks during the spring, where the fruits, leaves, and shoots are actively driving the nitrogen uptake from the soil via the roots. In contrast, during the summer, where there's no fruits left on the tree, and there's the photosynthetic activity has started to decrease, hence a lower NUE in the summer fertigated trees. Let's have a look at the result of second season after the remobilization. So what we found here is that summer fertigated trees carry all the fertilizer nitrogen taken up in season one into season two, as expected, because we didn't add any more nitrogen to the trees. Where, in contrast, the spring fertigated trees has lost about 2/3 of fertilizer nitrogen in the second season, and the 2/3 of fertilizer nitrogen is the fruit and the leaf removed from the system in the previous season. Let's have a closer look at the result by looking at the tree nitrogen status, either the native nitrogen and the fertilizer nitrogen component in the trees fertigated either at spring or at summer. And this graph over here shows the nitrogen contents measured in grams per tree, and this total amount of nitrogen didn't include the fruits and leaf because it's at the dormancy. So we found that the summer fertigated trees has stored significant higher amount of fertilizer nitrogen in the tree structure, about 5.4 grams per tree, whereas the spring fertigated trees has only 3.8 grams. There's only 1.6 gram difference between the treatments, which is not much. So this suggests that spring fertigation still provide quite sufficient amount of storage nitrogen from the fertilizer to the trees. And on top of that, the overall tree nitrogen status is the same across these treatments. So, well, this trend stayed the same in the second season. Let's have a look. What we find that the fertilizer nitrogen component in across treatments in after the remobilization is in the second season, it's remained the same. However, the native nitrogen component has significantly higher in the summer fertigated trees after the remobilization. We suspect that this could be because of the summer fertigation is enhancing the nitrogen uptake in the second season. Let's have an even closer look at the data. Here we have the partitioning of fertilizer nitrogen across all different organs when fertigate at different timings, either spring or summer, at the dormancy of season one. We found that the spring fertigated trees partition most of the nitrogen taken up into the fruit and leaf, which will leave the system at the end of the season. And the spring fertigated trees also partition significantly higher amount of nitrogen into the first year growth tissue, organs, which includes the spur, buds, and first year wood. In contrast, the summer fertigated trees saw most of the fertilizer nitrogen taken up into the woody tissue, including the branches, roots, and trunk. And note that that insignificant amount of fertilizer nitrogen has been partitioned into the canopy when fertigated at summer. One question arises here, whether the nitrogen storage in younger tissue or the older tissue will better support the next season growth. Let's have a look. So this bar chart over here shows the nitrogen content across all different organs in grams per tree, and they are separated into the native nitrogen component and the fertilizer nitrogen component after the remobilization. What we found that across all these organs, the fertilizer nitrogen component doesn't have any significant difference between the treatments. Other than that, the majority of the nitrogen in all organs are basically composed of the native nitrogen, the non-fertilizer nitrogen, which could be originate from the reserve of tree nitrogen taken up from a previous seasons and the uptake of soil nitrogen, this uptake of native soil nitrogen. So this indicates that remobilization of nitrogen is independent to the fertigation timing and a source of nitrogen storage. To conclude my study, we found that the spring fertigation has had the highest NUE, where most of the fertilizer nitrogen is partitioned into the fruit, spur, and buds. In contrast, the summer provides partitioned the nitrogen only into the storage organs. And there's also evidence of increasing nitrogen uptake in the following season. And we also found that the remobilization of storage nitrogen is the same regardless of the fertigation timings and source of nitrogen storage. And a question arises here, whether the lower NUE summer fertigation is still necessary to provide sufficient amount of nitrogen for the trees. And thank you very much for your attention. I would like to say a big thanks to the growers from Red Fruits for sacrificing their trees and also providing a lot of help in the orchard, and my friends and technicians in the uni for helping out the lab work, and also APAL and HIA for providing funds to make this research possible. Thank you very much. Do we have time for questions?
I think we're out of time for questions, but will you be around after?
Yes, definitely. Okay. I'll be staying around.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.